T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer, presented by Security Screen Masters for Windows and Doors on News Talk 840 KXNT.
22-year-old police officer Natalie Corona was seen as a rising star in the Davis, California Police Department. On January 11th of this year, she was investigating a minor three-vehicle collision. A man riding on a bicycle emerged from the shadows and shot her to death. The 48-year-old man who shot her left a message that read in part, quote, "The Davis Police Department has been hitting me with ultrasonic waves meant to keep dogs from barking," unquote. No doubt that he was a man fraught with mental issues. In 2016, Natalie posed for a series of pictures while wearing a royal blue gown and holding a thin blue line flag. Accompanying one of the pictures she posted on Facebook, she wrote, quote, "I would like this photograph to serve as my gratitude for all those law enforcement men and women who have served, who are currently serving, and those who have died in the line of duty protecting our liberties in this great country," end of quote. Many people across the nation have embraced this photograph as a way to honor and memorialize this fallen officer. However, never underestimate the will of some people to undermine the good intentions of other people. A group of students at the University of California, Davis, contend the photograph is racist, and they're demanding that people cease and desist circulating the image. The Associated Students UC Davis Ethnic and Cultural Affairs Commission posted on their Facebook page, quote, "The flag is blatantly anti-black and disrespectful," end of quote. Also, "The flag represents an attempt by law enforcement to undermine the Black Lives Matter movement." Now, the Ethnic and Cultural Affairs Commission offered to provide help for students, quote, "triggered by this event and the circulating images of a flag that has been popularized by the Blue Lives Matter crowd," end of quote. They wanted everyone to know flashing lights, sirens, and increased police presence can be triggering to many black and brown people. Now, it's easy to dismiss these students as snowflakes, although they appear to be just that. They're part of a movement that has polarized this entire nation. One could even say their chants about wanting to kill police and throwing rocks and projectiles at demonstrations that became riots could trigger reactions by all law-abiding people, black, brown, white, and yellow. But actually, what this has done is send a message to young black and brown children to be afraid of those in law enforcement uniforms. It is instilling fear in young people and asking communities to turn against the very people who stand between them and hardened criminals who seek to do harm. It paints an entire group of people, law enforcement, as evil, and in doing so uses the same tactics of the KKK who paint all blacks as being evil. It's believed that some students just have too much time on their hands, and perhaps that is the case. But responsible adults in all communities have got to take these incidents as learning opportunities. Opportunities to call out the younger members of their community and set them straight about misconceptions. Opportunities to alert the younger members of the community that perhaps they are being used by others to further an agenda that is not healing, but rather an agenda that is divisive and tears apart the very fabric of our society. Natalie Corona proudly displayed the Blue Lives Matter flag as a means to honor men and women in uniform who seek to protect and heal. While serving in that uniform, she was struck down by someone who she sought to protect society from. We should remember her with love and gratitude. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.